Now we're going to take a break from the news that's all obsessing us and listen to something that's meant to take us to a higher place.
Be sure you hold and grip.
Maggie Ingram was a trailblazer in her time. She was known as the Gospel Queen of Richmond, Virginia. She founded the all-female black gospel group, Maggie Ingram and the Ingramettes, in 1961. They played together for more than five decades.
We need a savior.
Sang Tina.
In times like these, we need an anchor.
The group stopped making music in 2015 after Ingram's death, but now her daughter is bringing back a new version of the Ingramettes with a new sound.
Take one look in the book.
Look,
yeah.
In the book.
It's in the Holy Bible.
Take a look in the book.
The album is called Take a Look in the Book, and Almeta Ingram Miller joins me now. Welcome.
How are you? How are you? I'm just fine, Lulu. I'm just fine.
I am the better for hearing that music, I must tell you.
I'm so glad. That was the intent, not just to stay true to the roots that brought us this far, but then to take it a little further so that the music would evolve as our audiences have evolved.
Yeah, well, let me first ask you, you are also a reverend. What are you telling your flock during these difficult times?
I started with telling the Ingramettes this. These are not the first difficult times that we have faced. If you look at the history of the Ingramettes, a group created, born, raised in pre-civil rights South, these are not the first difficult times that we have faced. But what this does, that it gives us a chance now to use that hope and to use that faith that we've always sang about, that we've always talked about. It has given us a heightened sense of the fact that we need one another in this life. And I look at that as the silver lining in all of this.
Mm. So let's talk about your mother during the civil rights movement. How much did that influence the performances that the Ingramettes ended up doing and their music?
I believe that my mom has always had a social activist conscience, even though she didn't know that's what it was. And here's what I mean by that. We partnered with a church here back in the 70s to go out to the prison when the preacher would go out there to preach. One of the prisoners stops my mom and he says, "Ma'am, you know what? I've got a wife and two kids and I haven't seen them. And they would really love to hear this music that you're doing. Is there any way that you could bring them up here the next time you all come to sing?" Mm-hmm. So she rents a big van, she rents a big bus and cooks some food to feed the children and the families and begins to take them with us to go to the prisons and so that, you know, they could actually see their relatives who were incarcerated. So see, for her, it was just a matter of doing what was right. And that's the way it was all through the civil rights movement.
So I understand for this album, you actually recorded most of it in 3 days with very few retakes because you were trying to recreate the feeling of a live performance from those days. Let's listen to the family prayer. That is particularly pertinent for these times when families are all in very close quarters.
That takes me back. That takes me back. That was a ritual in our house. But on Sunday morning, that's the time that you gather around the table. Mm. And for most African Americans, that is the boardroom table. That is the conference table, the kitchen table. And you
people
gather
are rediscovering
around
that
and
now.
You thank God.
I want to listen now to one of the other songs on this album, When Jesus Comes.
All right.
When Jesus comes, when my Jesus comes, when my Jesus comes, when my Jesus comes, everything will be all right.
I almost want to cry. Tell me about this song.
This is so wonderful because it actually takes us back to our roots of singing a cappella. That's how Mom taught all of us how to sing. While other little children were outside playing and everything, you know, she's got us around in a circle in the house, and she's got a stick beating time out with the stick and teaching us to sing each and every one of our parts. So that's one of my favorite songs.
We've mentioned that gospel music is the music of solace. It brings us closer to faith in difficult times. So what song do you want us to listen to right now that will help us when we need it so much?
One of the influences, because we have kind of moved out of our comfort zone. So while we grew up singing in rural African-American churches, and now even the larger African-American church venues, that was our main audience. But what we found out is that the music transcends race, it transcends barriers, it transcends genders. And so one of the things that I've enjoyed most was getting to know the bluegrass bands and the country music bands that we've become friends with. And so I always listen to their music. So I'd like to listen a little bit to I've Endured.
Many years ago, I climbed the hills and valleys.
And I first heard it done by the White Top Mountain Band with an upright bass picking and everybody clapping their hands. But I listened to the lyrics. And it so paralleled my mom's life and our lives. So that's one of the things that I've said we've been influenced by the people that we have now met as we've gone on to these folk festival type venues that are not African American people. We've just been so blessed by them.
That's Almeta Ingram Miller. She's the leader of the legendary Ingramettes. Their new album is Take a Look in the Book. Ma'am, I cannot thank you enough. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Listen, while we're waiting, know that we're all in the Master's care, and that as long as we love and care for each other, we'll make it through this.
Amen.
Thank you.